Thank you.
Hello, and what's your name first, sir?
My name and business number is Kurt Lance.
Okay.
247-841.
Okay, hold one second. Who has Mr. Lance?
One second. Right.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hopefully you can hear me. The Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, and we'll be ready to go, sir. Just hold on.
One second. Is it Mr. Kirk?
Yes, Mr. Kirk.
Thank you. Just one second.
He's not back. Just in case he doesn't get back on. We'll take his. Unless I'll take yours, sir. I'll take yours too. I don't think that's Oh, he's back. I just stole this from you. No, that's not him. I was just taking it just in case you didn't. Apologize for going into your stock, sir.
I do not mind. In fact, I can give it back to you.
We're about to start with Mr. Kirk, so we haven't started yet.
So are we done with Ivan?
Yes, sir. And we have Tucson for the rest of the day.
Just one more moment, Mr. Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Can you pass that one down? I took two of Ms. Rittenhouse's.
You don't want it, you can pass it back to me, sir.
I got it. No problem at all.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Lance Michael Kirk, 247-841.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, myself.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We are authorized for a four-member panel today, and if you can see us on the teleconference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. We'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Kirk and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God, or so you affirm?
I swear.
I do, sir.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. Then I read the allegation to you. You need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. You understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Very well. I will now read from the warrant. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal arrest company as follows. There's only one allegation, and that's violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one business day after leaving your approved residence at 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, in Maricopa County, on or about October 20th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Kirk, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Kurtz's admission, I find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company inasmuch that we could not account for his activity when he had absconded from supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Kirk, and we will continue with the second phase of your hearing. Okay, on to phase two, Mr. Kirk. During this phase, we will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. If you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Thank you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kirk was released from DOC custody on October 20th of 2017. He was arrested on October 26th of 2017 by the Mesa Police Department under his gun warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 6 abscond days with a community supervision end date of July 25th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015 forgery, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2009, participated in criminal street gang, 2 years, 6 months. 2009 forgery, 2 years, 6 months. In 2014, threatened intimidate, 3 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and gang information noted. Mr. Kirk's upper back, he has an iron cross with WP, which stands for White Pride. And Kirk is a member of the criminal street gang Southwest Bloods, and his moniker is a Mohawk. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS absconded 5 days, returned to custody, and reached his CSED. He has a moderate disciplinary history with positive and refusals noted. Other arrests, 2003, prescription drug violation, AZ juvenile detention. 2003, drug-free school zone violation, AZ juvenile detention. 2003, theft of means of transportation, AZ juvenile probation. In 2004, theft of means of transportation, AZ juvenile probation. And he has a community risk score of G7B8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Kirk. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. Looks like that you were released from prison with the approved residence at TLC Halfway House, located at 54 West Southern Avenue. You were discharged on October 21st, 2017 for leaving the program on October 20th, 2017. Were you working at all when, well, I guess it was a short period of time that you were out, but were you able to find any work when you were outside?
I had a CO3 lottery, which actually has a letter. She said that she did that. And I had my employer's address written on as long as my employer's name. And yes, I was able to, on October 23rd, I was able to find appointment through West Promotions, 1826 West Broadway, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. Me and TLC have never really been able to coincide with each other. Since I've been there, I've been able to contact several different places that will allow me to go to their residence. As for the whole gang affiliation, I no longer have any of my gang tattoos. As you can see on the side of my neck, the SKD has been covered up, along with the WP on my back has been covered up. I have been protected custody most of my time throughout DOC because of me renouncing for my gang affiliation.
Thank you, sir. You were missing from community, well, hold on 1 second. Some quick programming notes. Again, you were referred to TLC for a 90-day substance abuse program. You didn't complete the program as you were only outside of the correction system for what looks to be 6 days. We also were given information about mental health clinic, Southwest Network, Mesa Heritage. that it looks like that you were missing before your appointment. So I'll ask you some questions here. What were you doing for the 6 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I was living at a friend's house in Jesus Molina. I know him as a counselor with CAS, the Center for Homeless Shelter Program. I used to be my homeless shelter, used to be my counselor there in 2007. As well as me going in and finding an appointment, the only thing that I was missing was the fact that he did state ID, which was already in the mail. I had gone down to the Department of Motor Vehicles to obtain my ID. In the meantime, all that, I had gone down to BES to file for my health insurance, so I would have health insurance for my medications. I was out there doing what I was supposed to be doing. The only thing is, I just didn't have an approved residence no more, and that was the whole reason I got scared. You know, it's not that I didn't want to be out there. I really do want to be out there. I'm young, and I have a chance to overcome the things that I've done to myself in my life, and I can't do that by being here. I need appropriate help through my mental health, and being an SMI, you don't get that in DOC. And I got scared. I figured that my co-officer didn't want to hear it, so I just never went back. And it's not that I was arrested for committing a crime or anything like that. I just gave up on myself, and I sat down in front of the store, and I let Miss Police come upon me. I sat there for 3 or 4 hours before Miss Police rolled up on me. And I'm not a troublemaker. I don't get into trouble. I'm not a violent person. Even with being out of those 6 days, I wasn't out there getting high. That's proven by the fact that I took a UA when I got to Alabama, and a few days later when I came to Rincon, while I was assaulted, I took a UA here. I've taken another UA since being here, and not one time have I ever popped dirty for any type of drugs until I went back. I wasn't out there using drugs no more. I made a decision in my life to begin sober so I could make something better for myself and my children.
Sir, I think you sort of already answered some of the questions I would ask. My next question was, why didn't you maintain contact with the parole officer? Did you already say that because you panicked, or?
Simple facts, I panicked. she came off really gracious. She's an SMI counselor, SMI co-officer, and she told me so much, but it's just, when you get to a situation like that and you've never had much luck with talking to authority figures before, you get to a situation where your body and your mind freezes. That's what I did. I didn't go back to any of my old haunts or neighborhoods or anything like that. I tried to continue doing what I was supposed to be doing. So when the time came to it, I had to prove that I can be what I'm supposed to be.
Well, sir, as one board member, I certainly commend you for denouncing your gang membership. You said that you're in a protected situation. You're acknowledging that you have some SMI issues. Are you receiving any treatment for that?
I'm on medication for it in here, but for counseling and groups and therapy and like that, it's non-existent for SMI individuals in here, because their programs are hard to get into, and you have to be a certain custody level to get into them, and I don't meet the requirements in here, so I can't get any SMI treatment here besides medication.
What caused the police to make contact with you when you were arrested on your abscond status on October? Go ahead.
I had been sitting in front of Fry's grocery store for a matter of hours, and somebody called in and said that I was being suspicious. I was literally just sitting in front of the store.
You've explained quite a bit, and it would seem that you still have, I'll just say, somewhere around 8 months left of your prison sentence for your instant offense. I believe that's for forgery, correct?
Yes,
sir. Having said what you've said, what's your plan now? Should this board decide to return you to community supervision, what's your plan? Because it didn't work out very quick. I mean, you panicked, you didn't work out with your parole officer, you left your halfway house. What's your plan now?
My plan would be to attend her halfway house, which is already in the process with me and my current CO3 missile. She's actually in the process of talking to the Dana Center now. If the Dana Center will accept me, or Church on the Street or somebody will accept me, my plan is to go back out there, obtain my job, and just work, pay my plan, find the news, and that way no one has ever seen it again, except for my co-officer. And I want to be able to go out there and prove to myself that I can do what I'm supposed to do so I can have custody of my son and be a better father.
You mentioned children. How many children do you have?
I have one, sir.
Okay. And I guess my last question is you also said that you had stayed clean. You're clean now, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What was your past drug problem?
My past drug problem was methamphetamine, and as the parole officer there stated, I have had two instances in prison over a year ago where I was unable to urinate, and one where I was 100% dirty, and I made a decision then when I started losing time on my prison sentence that I couldn't afford to do this no more. I couldn't afford to get high. All I was going to do is continue to lead me down a wrong path and continue to lead me down into problems that I just don't have time to deal with anymore. And I'm 29 years old, I'll be 30 in 6 months. It's now is the time. Now is the time for me to either make it or break it. And I do not want to be in the same time when you're here 48 years old and wondering what I did about it.
When's the last time you used drugs, sir?
November 2016.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. We're getting close to the end of our hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself. You've shared quite a bit of information with us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you would like to share?
I just want to apologize for being a service to you guys right now. I am a responsible adult. I do take responsibilities for my actions. And in that process, I just want to thank you and tell you guys that I appreciate you guys' time and consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're having a chat with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, you'll be able to listen in. And we will come back to you shortly with a decision, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kirk. Fellow board members, we are now in discussion. I think this is an interesting case in as much that Mr. Kirk absconded within his first week and was returned to the correction system in short order. He explained how he was found by the police. I do commend him for, at least I take on good faith, that he was staying clean, is clean now, and hopefully stopped using when he was inside the correction system. Sometimes I have to look very hard at an individual's past when coming to my own individual decision, as we do as individual voting board members. I will say that I am open to another chance at community supervision with, as I stated, about 8 months left on his prison sentence, but I am open to the collective wisdom of my peers, and I may be seeing this through a different filter. So, any input?
Great.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it to a vote, and that is, I am going to make a motion to I'm going to make a motion to return Mr. Kirk to community supervision under the same conditions and with some amended conditions, and that is recommended placement and successful completion of program that offers substance abuse treatment as well as mental health treatment, and that is because of his past That's something that people have to deal with for a lifetime. Because he has stated his SMI to participate in a mental health treatment plan and take medications as prescribed. And for the PO to start revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, or missed, or unsuitable for testing on excused UA. And I will state at parole officers, with the asterisk, parole officers' discretion. And that is my motion.
Agreed.
And who seconded?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Kirk, this board has made its vote. We're returning you to community supervision. It was a unanimous vote. Please, please take full advantage of your next months of community supervision to make a safe, productive transition back to the community. I'm asking you, please adhere to the conditions of supervision. Take them very seriously. Things went south. I know it's an expression, but things went bad pretty quick during this first week. You're a young man with a limited history inside the correction system. You've taken some measures to move forward with your life, and we really want to see you succeed. Are you up to this?
I certainly am, sir.
Okay, then. I believe that this concludes our hearing, unless there's any further information. No? Okay. Mr. Kirk, if you could, please give the phone back to your CO3, and this concludes our hearing.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.